broadcasting live from the Gwinnett Studio of Business Radio X, located inside Office Suites Plus at Satellite Place in Duluth. It's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies that do business in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio, I believe. Not 100% sure, but I think this is Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Sam, and alongside my trusty, reliable, dapper co-host, Stephen Julian. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, Mike. How are you doing this morning?
Doing good. How's business? How's that financial life going for you?
Things are going well. You know, the market is fluctuating, as it normally does. And I apologize for my voice. I've kind of got a Sam the Eagle Muppets type sore throat going, so I'm going to battle through with you this morning.
All right. Hope you feel better.
Well, thank you. Don't shake my hand.
I don't plan to.
All right. Well, you never do. Moving on.
Anyway, we have three wonderful guests in the studio today. Joining us from Navicure is the CEO, president, and founder, Jim Denny. From Your Online Marketing Pro, it's Taryn Ashley. And from Atlanta Special Events, Lori O'Brien joining us here in the studio today. And we're going to start with Jim Denny with Navicure. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing good, I believe. I'm not really sure, though. I'm better than Steven, apparently, though.
Moving on.
Anyway, Jim, Navicure, tell us all about your company. What does your company do?
So we are a web-based solution that physicians and their billing staff use to process insurance claims. And by that I mean they send their insurance claims to us, and then we forward them on to the insurance companies. And then we do provide services and tools that the billing staff uses to make sure that the payments are collected from the different insurance companies.
How long has the company been around? When did you get this company started?
We started the company in January of 2001, so just a little over 12 years.
And tell us about what led up to the start of this company. What were you doing beforehand, and why did you decide to start Navicure?
So I had been in this industry for about 5 years prior to that, and I think anybody who's ever been to the doctor's office and then come home after the visit and find something in the mail from the insurance companies about what you owe and the rest of it, it's very complicated and it's very difficult. And what consumers see as patients is doubly bad for the people in the doctor's billing staff in the billing office. And so there's really never been a good solution to help doctors get through all the payment challenges associated with payers. So having seen firsthand what the problems were, we felt we could build a better solution, and so that's what we did. We went out and we built a solution that was designed exclusively to help doctors get their claims paid.
So you work with doctors and healthcare providers. What is it that makes Navicure different from other companies that might do similar services?
So it's really difficult for the billing staff to understand why claims are rejected. Cigna says something, United says something else, Aetna says something else. It's very difficult to navigate. So what we do is we've got a very client service orientation in terms of our product offering. So we've got great technology, but the reality is that we have a client service philosophy that makes it really easy for the doctor's billing staff to call us with questions, and we have the right people on board who can answer. And I would just say, sort of as an example of that, we have a three-ring client service policy. So if you call into our client services line, you'll get picked up in one ring typically and never more than three.
So, Jim, it sounds like in this whole world of insurance claims and the doctor's billing, you guys are more serving the patients by serving the doctor's billing office. I kind of want to go back to something you kind of said in your first answer, which is we feel confused as consumers, the billing office doubly so. Can you kind of unpack that a little bit more?
So, the problem is doctors are, with the way insurance is working today, they have to see more patients, right? So we hear about it in the sense that they have less time to spend with the patients. But that also means that the billing staff has a lot more patients to deal with, a lot more insurance companies to work with. And the way insurance is provided is constantly changing. You know, you remember back to the old days, you had indemnity where the claim was simply paid. Then we went to managed care, and it got even more complicated. Then we went to PPOs, and now we have high deductible health plans. So And patients stay on different versions of those plans even as the new plans are emerging. So it's really difficult for the billing staff. They're seeing more bills that they have to work on, more complexity, more divergence in terms of the things that are required of them.
And so not only are you a solution in terms of helping fill out the paperwork, the software that helps them do that faster, but the three-ring policy is also you act as a liaison in a way, helping them decode the language of the insurance companies, as it were?
Well, and that's exactly right. So as a web-based solution, we've got over 45,000 physicians across the country use the solution. So you know, think of it as almost like a co-op, right? So, you know, not everybody has to make the same mistake before everybody can benefit from it, right? So if somebody in North Carolina figures out that Aetna's changed the way they do things, we can quickly modify our software so that information can be shared across the network.
We're speaking with Jim Denny with Navicure here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Jim, you started your company here in the Atlanta area, specifically Gwinnett County. Why Gwinnett?
Well, Gwinnett actually has been a wonderful location for us because it's been very convenient for our employees. So we have employees who stretch across the entire metro area. And the good thing about Atlanta in general is it is, you know, considered one of the two, if not the most, the largest healthcare IT market in terms of employees and companies. So in our space, it's very complicated to understand what healthcare IT means because it can mean so many different things to so many people. But the reality is that when we go to recruit employees, if they have a basic understanding of some aspect of healthcare IT, it's a benefit for us. We can get them on board faster. We can make better use of their skills and talents. And the ability to recruit across the entire metro area makes a big difference. So we want to go where the talent is, and that means we need to go everywhere.
And congratulations to you. We received a press release recently. You guys are growing. Talk about the growth at Navicure.
So we've been very fortunate. Our product has been widely embraced by the market. We have added roughly 50 or 60 jobs in each of the last 2 years. So we're just about 225 employees, which is one way to measure a company, right? But we also think about it in the terms of our client base. That's grown substantially over the last several years, largely as a recognition of the service that we provide. And one of the things that's sort of a hallmark of our of how we think about the business is client satisfaction is greater than 96% on a quarterly result poll that we give. And then retention. We retain about 97% of our clients.
Wow.
So talk a little bit about how you come to market. I think I heard you say you have over 45,000 doctors who use your services. Do those doctors find you through the insurance companies? Do they find you directly? How do you find your clients?
So we partner with electronic medical records companies. So, for example, Greenway is here in Carrollton, Georgia, part of the metro area, mm-hmm. And other big names like that. So those are companies that we interface with our product. And we find opportunities to sell through them, but mostly we have a direct sales force that we have folks around the United States and then folks based in our offices here. So we've got about 50 folks in the sales area. And so we're finding them. You know, they're looking for us as we know we're doing the best we can with online marketing, to be sure. But really, it's still knocking on doors and networking and getting to know the physicians and being there for them when they're ready to make a decision.
And the magic question is, would you like help to stop pulling your hair out in the billing department? I would imagine is probably one of the first questions
would think so. Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, it's challenging because I think the problem has persisted for so long that most billing staffs just can't imagine there's an easier, better way to do it. And of course, once they've come over the line, then they recognize how much better it can be. But you know, the thing in the doctor's office is what they lack is time and money, right? So they don't have time to invest in new products, new services. So typically they've got to be in trouble or in pain before they'll make the transition.
We've talked about your growth recently, and I understand you still have more plans to grow even larger. Where do you see Navicure in 3, 4, 5 years from now?
Well, I mean, I think the nice thing is, and we just sort of touched on this, how do you go to market? The challenge is, you know, office administrators rarely have a lot of opportunities to interact. So word of mouth doesn't affect us as much as we would like, right? But we have sort of reached critical mass. And so we've got, you know, with 45,000 docs and, you know, we're seeing the rate of growth increasing. You know, I think when we get to 75 or 80,000 docs, we'll see substantial growth even after that point. So, you know, there's two sets of service providers in this space. There's contemporary solutions like ours, and then there are the traditional, much larger companies that have dominated the space for years and years. So I think as our product offering becomes more known, then we'll have even more growth. So we see a no end in sight in terms of what the company can do.
We're talking with Jim Denny with Navicure, the CEO, president, and founder of the company. And Jim, you have a smile on your face as you're being interviewed here. What is it you enjoy most about what you do with Navicure?
Well, I mean, we're at a great place, right? We have a great product that serves a real need. Physicians need to be rewarded and compensated for the work that they do. We want the best and brightest people going into medicine, and it seems only reasonable that they should, if they're capable of being good doctors, they should choose that over some other profession. So we feel good about the work we do. Most importantly, though, you know, it's all about the employees. That's the way that we are successful in this place. So we've been able to hire really good folks and provide a really great opportunity for their careers to advance. And I think if you do it the right way, provide a great service, it's a clear example of how to run a company. And so I'm thrilled to be part of something that, that does what I think are the right things all the time.
So we mentioned that you had started the company in January of 2001. So you've been – and you had been in the industry before that. I would imagine we could sit here and talk for an hour of all the changes, because I would imagine the direct – or the billing – helping with billing back in 2001 and online and internet just continuing to grow and go exponentially. If you can tell a little bit about how things have changed, maybe go back to the beginning and what it was like then and what it's like now. And dare I ask the daring question, what do you see moving forward for your industry?
So I quit my job at my old employer in the spring of 2000 as the stock market was melting, right? And, of course, it was awkward because then I was out there talking to investors about investing in a web-based solution, right? So that was probably poor timing on our part. But, of course, you know, early on we recognized we built a web-based solution, so it's a fully SaaS-enabled offering, and it's a single instance. And I don't think – it wasn't clear to me until a year or two into the process that we recognized the total power of the internet in terms of an application service provider or SaaS-based solution. It's totally revolutionary. So that gave us a lot of confidence that we had something that was really special. The other thing that goes along with running a SaaS-based business is that it's a totally different culture in terms of sales and support and everything else, right? In a traditional software environment, you sell the software and you walk away and you charge annual fees and you're not really that interested in how well the client uses the software. But in a SaaS-based offering, you know, every day it's your livelihood to make sure that they're using the solutions properly, that they're getting value, and that they're happy and satisfied. The other thing is that it's almost incumbent upon you in a web-based offering, you have the ability to update the software to reflect changes in the industry. And to your point about what's changed and what's new, you know, the problems are just as bad for physician billing staff as they've ever been. In fact, it's probably more difficult now to get paid by the insurance companies than it was then, only because when we started the company in 2001, on balance, most patients paid a small copay, and then the balance of the payments was collected from the insurance companies. But today, with high-deductible health plans and all the different changes that are going on, the billing staff in the doctor's office now has to collect from both the patient and the insurance company. And the insurance companies, let's face it, don't do a great job of telling the doctor's billing staff what it is that they should be charging and whom. So it's more complex, and it's only going to get more complex, unfortunately. So that's why I see such a bright future for us, because we're brokers of chaos, and I don't think there's any shortage of it on the horizon.
Jim, you're telling us some wonderful things about your company, but it's not just you talking the talk. You're walking the walk. You guys have had a lot of awards and accolades. Talk about some of the honors you've received recently.
Well, we're very fortunate. So the industry itself was never really sort of – there was no auditor to come in and evaluate the companies that were providing the service. So in about 5 years ago, an organization called KLAS, which is similar to the J.D. Powers for our industry – began reviewing our industry. So we won in 2008, we won again in 10, and we won again in 12. So no other companies won twice. We've won three of the last 5 years. So we feel good about that. It is a good reflection of the service we provide. And then, of course, you know, client satisfaction, customer satisfaction, employee satisfaction, those are really the things that I look at.
That's great. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
You're going to need some more shelf space for all the hardware you're winning.
You know, Mike, we always make the joke on the show that we wish we would have more passionate people. Not only do we have a passionate person, but apparently the outside world has recognized it as well, at least the KLAS organization that oversees what you do. So they recognize the passion and the excellence as well.
Absolutely. Jim, for those business leaders, specifically for those doctors or healthcare providers out there that would like to find out more about Navicure, perhaps they're not taking advantage of your company right now. How can they find out more information and reach out to you?
Well, the easy way is just to look us up on the web, www.navicure.com. And, of course, you can call in. You know, we have this client service philosophy of three-ring support. That's really the end stage of our outreach to prospect, right? So you'll see great service, great responsiveness, great professionalism in the part of our salespeople. So if you want to call up and just ask a simple question, you're not going to get harangued. We're not going to bother you. We want to be helpful. We think most people will ultimately come to us. So if you're just interested in some simple education, by all means, give us a call.
All right. That's Navicure, NAVICURE.com. Jim Denny, the CEO, president, and founder. Jim, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Joining us now here on Gwinnett Business Radio, we turn our attentions to Taryn Ashley with Your Online Marketing Pro. Good morning, Taryn.
Good morning.
Well, tell us all about Your Online Marketing Pro. Are you our online? Are you my online marketing pro?
No, she's your online marketing pro.
She's our online pro.
No, you're, okay, sorry. We can do this
right.
All morning.
Your online marketing pro. You didn't know
everybody's.
You didn't know what you got into, Tara, when you came into this room. Anyway, it's your online marketing pro and your onlinemarketingpro.com.
Yes.
What do you do, Taryn?
Well, we mainly focus on reputation marketing. And what reputation marketing is, it's about building a five-star reputation, building authority in the marketplace, converting more customers, building trust in the marketplace, and also amplifying the marketing that you're already doing. It's a great little oomph to what companies are already, you know, spending their money on. So, you know, you build that five-star reputation and then you leverage it all in your marketing strategies. Because, you know, who do we trust to give us advice about who to go to? Well, the number one, you know, thing is to have, you know, our friends, our uncles, our aunts, our brothers, sisters say, hey, you know what? We found this doctor. Go to them. I'm sold. I do the same thing with my friends, you know, and that's the number one way that we go to businesses. And then the next one down is, you know, consumer feedback. So for me, I always hop on Yelp or Google and say, okay, I want to go here. What does everybody say about it? And then that's what makes my decision on, you know, where I go to eat or where I go to do business. Because, you know, that's, you trust that more. And it's so funny is that that ranks higher, because there was a study done, and that ranks higher than editorials on the front page of the New York Times or branded websites or email marketing, you know. So that's the way we're going.
Okay, you mentioned reputation marketing and five-star reputation marketing. Let's put our arms around that a little bit more. What is five-star reputation marketing? What does that entail?
Five-star reputation marketing means that you have very happy customers and clients. Five-star is, you know, the top. Because, you know, you look in Google and you see how people have those ratings, you have the five stars. So you got one, you got two, there's probably something going on. So the five-star, it's the top.
I got you. What is it that got you into this business and started this your own company?
Goodness gracious. Well, I have been in the internet marketing and marketing space for about 11, 12 years, you know, way back when. And, you know, just got really involved in the technology side of things with webinars and internet marketing and so on and so forth. And it sucked me in. I got passionate about it, and this is what I love to do.
And it's always changing, too. I mean, you need to stay on top of it. I mean, it seems like just when you get used to, you know, LinkedIn or Facebook marketing, there's a whole new thing that's the latest and newest and greatest.
Yes, yes. Google loves to keep you on your toes.
for us old folks, especially old folks like Steve and Dad at the other end of the table.
I'm just sitting here listening.
We didn't grow up with this internet stuff. So, I mean, you have to be internet. Even if you're old school, if you run a business, you have to be internet savvy. So I would think, you know, people need to talk to you. When you have that conversation with a potential prospect, what's that first conversation sound like? What kind of questions should they be asking? What kind of questions are you asking them?
Well, some of the questions I ask them is, you know, what marketing are you already doing? How are you getting your message out there to your potential customers or clients? You know, where do you want to see that business go? You know, what are your goals? And, you know, I also find out, do they have feedback from their customers or their clients? If they do have feedback, is it good? Is it bad? And then you just sort of focus on that, because
do they tell you the truth if it's bad? I guess you got to get that out of them.
You know, it's funny is I was talking to someone the other day and they said, I got to talk to you. This is horrible. We have ex employees that have been bad mouthing us all over the internet, and it's not true. So it happens. You know, you've either got employees that are disgruntled, you've got customers who had a bad day. So, you know, not all of the bad reviews are the truth. You know, like, this is, it speaks volumes about the company. It's, you know, they always say you're one review away from a bad reputation. So you gotta be careful about that.
We're speaking with Taryn Ashley of Your Online Marketing Pro. Taryn, Mike just asked you kind of what the first conversation would look like. Unpack the process for me after that first conversation. When you come back to them, And how long can the relationship last? What are you bringing to the table when you come back? Is it a suite of solutions? Is it more just counseling them through it? Unpack the after the first conversation.
Okay. Well, after we come back and we have that initial conversation, then what we do is we sort of set up an entire system for them so that they don't have to worry about their, you know, they don't have to worry about collecting those reviews. They don't have to worry about posting those reviews. They don't have to manage any of that. We come in and we say, okay, do you have reviews? If you do, you know, let's have them. We set up a whole system, whether it's online and the paper reviews and so on and so forth, and then we start distributing them. We can distribute them on their LinkedIn accounts, Twitter, Facebook fan pages, that sort of thing, and we just really make an effort to get the message out there and help them collect more great reviews, because the more the better.
So your main thrust is not just the online marketing. You're also trying to build up the reputation online and distribute that and use it as marketing and advertising as well.
Yes, because it is an extremely powerful marketing tool. It beats out, you know, everything else. So definitely.
Taryn, what are maybe some strategies that you've used in the past or that you find that are very useful in work? And maybe even if you have some stories of some companies that you actually came in and helped, and tell us maybe about the before and the after picture with a particular client.
All right. Let's see. A dentist. He had been in business for years and years and years and had very happy customers, very happy patients, and, you know, was growing through word of mouth, but wanted to step it up a notch. So he goes, you know, hey, I've got all these happy patients. I've got all these great reviews, and I don't know what to do. I don't know how to make it help me, for instance. So what we did is we came in and we said, okay, well, let's collect those all. Let's organize them, and let's distribute all of them to the proper places, and then really, like I said, you know, earlier, just kick it up a notch, make it even more powerful, get your message out. And I tell you what, it's the reputation marketing just converts like crazy. You know, what we also do for our clients is we also track every month, and we give reports, monthly reports, so they can see. And the call volume just went through the roof. There's an instance of a restaurant. They started getting their reviews out online. They increased their business like 19%. So, I mean, that's
substantial.
Yeah. It's pretty powerful.
Does a company have to be, or business, do they have to be in business for a certain amount of time before they can do reputation marketing?
No, absolutely not. I recommend if you've been in business for 20 years or you're just starting, is to start now. It's like, when is now the right time? It's just to do it now. So, you know, like I said, you've got those businesses that have those great reputations. They haven't done anything with them. And then you've got the brand new ones that it'll really help them in their beginning stages to really build that awareness, let people know about them, and get that trust out in the marketplace.
So Mike had asked a question and poked a little fun at my age, saying, you know, we're a little behind on Facebook and LinkedIn. Although he's invited me over to his Atari 2800 tournament that he's got going on at his house every Thursday. But other than that, let me ask you another little daring question. So we've had Facebook, we've had LinkedIn, Pinterest. You go down the list of all the different things that business owners can use. Is there any way to predict what's next? Is there any way to predict lasting power of something? Because Facebook and LinkedIn are the things now, and there were other things before that. So
Steven is still on
curve?
MySpace.
Yes,
that's
exactly
how far behind he is.
I was trying to think of the name because I never got on it. So how do you stay ahead of that curve?
Oh, goodness. Well, I look into my crystal ball every morning.
You hire people like Taryn. That's how you do it.
That's right. You know, what you have to really do is, someone like me, I keep myself informed. I am the, you know, computer nerd. I sit on there and I do research and I do all the boring stuff that nobody else wants to do.
And it's not the business owner's job to figure that out. They need to work with someone like you.
Exactly. You know, it's we want them to focus on what they're good at. You know, you be the talent, we'll be the back office.
Did you hear that, Mike? She wants me to be the talent.
I don't think she said that.
Oh, okay.
You heard
Sorry.
What you wanted to hear.
Yeah. Well, she's your online marketing pro, so I'm sorry.
Were you done answering the question, or did he interrupt?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
I'm in timeout. I'm sorry.
Taryn, just like Jim, you got a big smile on your face. You obviously love what you do. Tell us about what it is that you enjoy most about what you do.
You know what? It's the client relationships, quite frankly. I love interacting with people. I love networking and getting to know other businesses, getting to know what people are doing, and building those relationships. That is one thing at our office that I say to everyone that works for us. The most important thing is the client and building those relationships and building solid relationships. I mean, we have clients that have been with us for 7-8 years. So I'm happy about that. You know, that's our main focus. And then from there, you know, like I said, being a computer nerd, I love all that technology stuff. I totally get into it. I find it fascinating. So what better place to be?
I would imagine if I asked what type of businesses are you looking to work with, it would be anybody who wants to improve their reputation, anyone who wants to drive sales, anyone who wants to help with their online marketing. Let me ask instead, are there, as you've been working with different business owners, are there types of businesses that you say this is so important? This is even more important than another typical business. You mentioned a restaurant. I think, you know, their online presence is very, very important. So what are some of those types of businesses? Of course, you'll welcome all comers.
Right,
But either what are you focusing on, or what are you saying, man, if I could put all of these type of people in a room and talk to them, that would just be my dream.
You know what? It's a lot of times it's service providers. So you've got, you know, the roofers, you've got the HVAC people, you've got home repair, you've got plumbers, you've got emergency veterinary offices, someone who needs something now. Because I know if I need something right now, I go on Google, and the first one that looks great and it's fantastic, that's who I go to. And that's what you want. And you want to be that one with a 5-star reputation that just shines out to everybody else.
And those are usually the businesses that the owners are not taking a ton of time building their online presence, correct?
Yeah, and it's an unfortunate thing. I mean, even like I was saying, some dentists and some doctors, they definitely fall under that category as well. But it's really the oh my God service providers. It's like, oh my God, I need somebody now.
This is not a secret, Taryn, but there's a lot of companies that do online marketing, much like your company, which is your online marketing pro. How do you go about, as we asked Jim earlier, how do you go to market? How do you find new business?
You know what? It's strictly through networking and relationship building. You know, I had mentioned earlier what, you know, I got a big smile on my face. What do I enjoy about it? It's the relationship building. That's what I enjoy. I enjoy the connecting with people, the networking, the helping people out. So it's all about giving. So it's strictly through networking and word of mouth.
Well, that's wonderful. Taryn Ashley with your online marketing pro for those business owners or business leaders that would love to reach out and find out more about you and your company. Where can they turn?
Well, they can go to youronlinemarketingpro.com, or they can call the office. I never have this memorized. It's 678-436-3743.
With the smartphones these days, you don't need to know numbers anymore. I don't even know the number here at the studio.
Who knows the number to home? Not me.
Exactly. Taryn Ashley with your online marketing pro and youronlinemarketingpro.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, joining us now on Gwinnett Business Radio from Atlanta Special Events, it's Lori O'Brien. Hello, Lori. How are you?
I'm great, Mike. Thank you.
We are looking forward to hearing all about Atlanta Special Events. What does your company do?
We are a full-service corporate event company. We provide everything from concept to conclusion for events, whether it be a company picnic, a holiday party, sales meeting, open house. Primarily, we do the corporates. We do some weddings, some private parties, but corporates is what we are really into.
When you handed me your business card earlier, I know we have never met, but I recognized your card right away. So I've been to numerous events that you've done. So I recognize the name of the company. I recognize the business card. Tell us about some of your clients that you've worked with in the past and some of the events you've put on.
Well, we do Home Depot. A lot of Home Depot. You know, there's a lot of different divisions there. And they're calling us several times a month to do events for them. We've done several company picnics for Newell Rubbermaid. A few years back when BB&T was opening about 10 banks a year, we were doing about 40 events a year for them, just doing all the grand openings.
You mentioned some big companies there, obviously Home Depot, BB&T. How did you get those clients? I mean, I'm sure there are companies that like we talked with Taryn, there are other companies that do what you do. They would love to be working with Home Depot. How did you get so fortunate?
I think Home Depot actually came from a referral, but the majority of our clients come either from referrals, our reputation, of course, and the online presence. Our website is pretty much number one. If you do a web search for Corporate Event Planner Atlanta, we've had the number one slot for quite some time.
Lori, you've mentioned some of the larger clients that you've worked with, and I think sometimes maybe a small business owner might be listening and think, oh, well, she can't do my stuff.
Oh,
talk.
No.
I know, and I know that's not true.
Not true.
So speak about some of the smaller parties you've been able to do and maybe some of the medium-sized, and if you want to then just start telling stories of the larger ones as well. You can cover the gamut, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. We do. I mean, we've got several companies wanting to do a holiday or a company picnic in October that only have 50 employees, 100 employees, and that's our bread and butter. Those folks, we get a lot of those. I know we've done Navicure in the past.
Right. Yeah.
and unpack a little bit more about, because you said at the very beginning, full service from concept to conclusion. And I've been around you through the chamber a little bit, and you bring a lot of little extras to the table, and you bring a lot of creativity to the table. Tell some of the more creative events you've been able to do. Tell some of the ways you've been able to help clients who say, I just want a company picnic, but you've been able to kind of unpack a little bit and bring a special event to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got a ton of different kinds of attractions and a ton of ideas. I'm just my mind is just full of ideas. I call myself a worthless wealth of information. So I am kind of the front person of the company. I go to pretty much most of the events that we do, and I MC as well. My husband has won Atlanta DJ. He's won the Consumer Choice Award twice for Atlanta DJ. So we really make the party. That's what kind of sets us apart differently. People say it's you, it's your personality and your husband and his great music. And then anything they can, well, they don't even have to think of it. We end up thinking of the ideas quite a bit. But we've got all kinds of attractions. One of the newest attractions that we have is that we are the only event company that owns Segways. And that's kind of interesting and new. We're offering Segway rentals for company picnics. So we're doing Segway relays and Segway obstacle courses. And the IT people at Home Depot actually really, really get into the riding the Segways.
Did your insurance rates just go up the roof when you got Segways?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that right now.
I'm just trying to imagine eating potato salad while I'm on a Segway. That probably wouldn't go together very well.
We have very strict rules.
Now, by happenstance, it turns out that you mentioned that you've done an event for Navicure. Do you remember specifically, or you've done so many? I was curious if you'd even – do you remember what the event was, Jim?
No, maybe it was one of our annual parties, I'm guessing, right?
Might have been a holiday party. It might have been a company picnic. I'm so sorry. I remember the name, but, you know, I deal with over 100 clients a year.
Wow.
And I'm sorry. We've been in business for like 13 years now, 11, what was it, 12 years now since 2001.
Well, no, that's great. I think if you said, yeah, that's the one we did that one year when we had like only three events, but you've had so many. Obviously, you're very good at what you do. So I think that says a lot about your company. And we're talking with Lori O'Brien, the president of Atlanta Special Events. You do something, Lori, called a party in a parking lot. Tell us all about that.
I think actually that one, that idea of the party in parking lot is what won us the Pinnacle Award in Gwinnett County.
Are you dodging cars or something, or the cars are actually parked? There's no cars in the parking lot.
We, you know, when a company wants to have a party and they don't want to go off site, here's the idea we came up with. We will come to them at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning. We'll set up the tents, tables, and chairs in their parking lot. Employees get to come to work. The employer will actually get about a half a day's work out of the employees. They get 100% participation.
Oh, your phone's about to ring real big time now.
I know. I'm telling you, we won an award for this. And they'll send their employees out. You know, let's say around noontime, we'll give them lunch, and then we'll do a whole bunch of attractions. But we'll do team building as well, so the employer can write it off as a tax write-off.
And they don't have to rent a pavilion at a park. They don't have to worry about everybody getting there and driving. So they're not dodging cars on the street. And all the cars are parked because everybody's participating.
It's a closed parking lot. I know you're giggling over there when I asked the question.
By 5 o'clock, you never knew we were there. We've cleaned up. We've picked up every piece of garbage. The tents are gone. Everything's gone.
What are the kinds of events you're trying to look into book right now?
Well, right now we're into the company picnics for the fall. And they are going like crazy. The phone's ringing off the hook on that. And it's almost too late for holiday parties. You have got to call now for holiday parties because there's only two prime weekends this year. That's December 7th weekend, the December 14th weekend. And those Saturdays, pretty much, you're not going to find a venue. So now's the time to call for the holiday party.
Now, you do all the events. I mean, you do the casino-type nights. You do, as you mentioned, the company outings and picnics and so forth. Is there one that you maybe don't do quite, that people may not think of right off the top of their head, but that you have found being very successful and just the employees love it? It's like the funnest thing they've ever done?
Murder mysteries are a lot of fun. Okay. We do team-building-based murder mysteries.
I was worried there until I heard the mystery part. I heard the murder. Murder mysteries. Yeah, that's cool.
And, you know, like scavenger hunt type of ones outdoors. One thing that companies don't think about is having an open house and inviting all their potential clients or clients to the event. That really helps, and it doesn't cost that lot of money.
I'm still trying to unpack team-building murder mystery. So I hope none of the team is the actual semi-victim of the murder mystery.
Each table is a team, and they have to try to solve the mystery. But they get very involved in the mystery. This is a very highly interactive mystery.
If you're looking for highly overdramatic, very demanding, petulant talent to be the murder victim,
you would like to do that.
I was thinking of Mike, but I could do it in a pinch if you needed me to. So.
We can use both of you.
Yeah. A double murder mystery. Actually, Lori, I did want to ask you one other question. I know a secret about you, but it's not really a secret because anybody who knows you knows this about you. Along with owning Atlanta Special Events, you're also known for some of your acts you've been able to do and also singing the national anthem. I wondered if you would not. I'm not going to ask you to sing it for us.
Thank you. The Korean radio station made me sing the national anthem. Can you believe that?
No. Well, wait a minute. If they asked you, then we...
And I had to sing it live. I can't believe it.
No, but you've been able to sing the national anthem at many different venues. You also do some other impersonations. Uh-huh. So can you just kind of tell us a little bit about how you're available in that area as well?
I do have a reputation for singing the national anthem. I am number one on Google of national anthem singer. If you do a Google search, I am number one. I've sung for Colin Powell, Oliver North, Sean Hannity, a lot of major conferences across the United States. So I do get those calls. And I also produce shows. Like, I've produced several shows on the green at Duluth, Norcross, Suwannee. I put on a Rat Pack show, and I do play Marilyn Monroe, and I play Liza Minnelli in these shows.
Wow, Stephen.
I was doing some pre-show research.
These weren't on my questions here.
Well, you know, when you have good relationships at the Gwinnett Chamber, you meet a lot of interesting people who do a lot of interesting things.
Lori O'Brien with Atlanta Special Events, our guest here on Gwinnett Business Radio. I was going to ask you a question I asked our other guest previously, and that, of course, is what do you love most about your job? But, I mean, it's like, duh, it's obvious. I mean, how much fun can you be having?
It's a lot of fun. Well, it's a lot of work. It takes a very unique personality to be able to handle it and do it well. But my goal in life is to put a smile on people's faces, and that's what I do in my business.
Absolutely. For those that want to put smiles on their faces, their employees' faces, how can they find out more about Atlanta Special Events?
Well, you can certainly find us on the web at atlantaspecialevents.com, or you can call me at the office at 678-542-2004.
Lori, thank you so much. Been a lot of fun.
You're welcome.
I thought you were going to ask her to do some impressions there for a second, Stephen.
No, I actually would like to keep my friendship with Lori growing in the future, so I didn't ask her to do that.
Okay, I think you'll be okay when we leave the room today. I want to thank all our guests for a job well done. Lori O'Brien with Atlanta Special Events, Taryn Ashley with Your Online Marketing Pro and Jim Denny with Navicure, three wonderful guests today. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of these programs 24/7 by logging on to businessradiox.com and clicking on the Gwinnett Business Radio tab. For Steve and Julian...
Shameless sucking up here, Mike. You know, we had everybody on the show was known for their reputation or actually won awards. You win my award for my favorite business radio host.
Well, thank you very much. I almost was going to ask you to sing the national anthem, but I'm not going to do that today.
Well, we would like people to come back and listen, so thank you for not
there
asking
you go.
That.
All right. For Steve and I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.